Fox Sports New Jersey. And now, live from the Coffee Sports Collectibles Studios at Fox Sports Radio, New Jersey, in beautiful downtown Somerset, it's time for the JT and the BT Express Show, All Things Sports. Starring former New York Giants legend Billy Taylor. And me, legend in my own mind, Jim Totten. That's great. Thanks, Jack. And featuring our wonderful sponsor, Mr. U Coffee of Coffee Sports Collectibles. Hi, you. And more on you and the company later. Welcome to our show here on Fox Sports New Jersey. We are thrilled to be here every Sunday. And as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things in sports. The players, the games, plus the business side and behind the scenes of all sports. All you need to know. Whatever is happening, the topic is what our show is all about. We can dance the dance, walk the walk, talk the talk, and if we don't know, we'll find out for you. Give us an hour to get you the sports day and week started, and you'll be good to go. And with that, guys, it's post-Thanksgiving Sunday. Hi, you. How are you?
All right, Jim. I know, right? That was pretty good.
There you go.
Hey, Jim, great to be back. Now we have all these crazy games to talk about from Thursday on.
Oh, my God. We've had so
college
much.
College and pro and the riots. And I just want to let everyone know, we have no phones, but if you want to comment or have questions,
yes,
go to Coffee Sports Collectibles on Facebook. We're live right now. And I'll read the comments. If you have a question or a comment, we'll read it on the air. We'll try to get all of them on the air.
Perfect. So Coffee Sports Collectibles.
On Facebook. Yes.
So if anybody wants to send in, we'll read the question.
You want to yell at Jim or me? Go ahead.
But it's kind of exciting here at Fox Sports New Jersey because we are getting the studios updated. And
yes.
Right now the phone lines are being taken care of, so the phone lines are down. But that's okay. Because our studio itself is looking better and better, right?
Exactly.
It looks fantastic in here. Getting there. We've got Jack, the program director, working behind the glass today. So it's very exciting, and it's just going to get better and better. But, so how was Thanksgiving for you? Here we are on Sunday. Did you have overeat and overdrink and over football?
Yes, and double yes. Yeah, Jim, Thanksgiving is always great because, America's team always plays on Thanksgiving.
Oh,
so
God,
it's always great to plan your day around the Dallas Cowboys playing.
And especially with the playing the Giants this year. Oh, my God.
Right. Do you realize in the last 8 years, the Giants beat the Cowboys once? That's 16 games. Once.
Oh, my God. Oh,
just
my
saying, Jim. No, no.
These are the kind of stats you're throwing out. Well, that's the best you can do, right?
That's pretty dominant.
No,
I know.
I know.
Not that we're any good. I'm not saying we're good.
And obviously, it's funny that for you guys listening, that you is the Cowboy fan, along with Jack, RPD, and I'm the Giant guy. I'm really more of I've become more of a football fan than a Giant fan.
No offense, I think every Giant fan is that way nowadays.
Right. I just like good football.
And me this year.
But it's funny because we were saying, I think I've got Mom and Patty listening at home. Hi, guys. But we even said, normally the Cowboy game 4:30 on Christmas Day, right? Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
But like, okay, let's work dinner around that. This year I was saying to Patty, let's make dinner right at 4:30. Because I don't want to see Giants, Cowboys.
Well, I don't care when it is, as long as the TV gets the odds.
Right.
But
that's in the background.
Right,
that game belonged in the background. That was not a focus.
But you say that, but it was a number one.
The ratings
was the number
around.
One all season, though.
Everyone's sitting around with their Tarasta, what's it called?
Two wins versus four wins, and it was the most watched game all year.
That's always a high rating game, but yes, Thanksgiving was good. It came away, and it's just incredible the amount of football that we had. And we're gonna get into it in a minute, but Right. But that was great. And actually, why don't we jump right into it then, those games on Thanksgiving, because we do want to get to the college football.
We'll get to college football, yeah.
But just to wrap up the Thanksgiving part, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Otherwise, though, we had
it was good.
You know, our typical, you were saying you guys do a little bit different, too, where you have different heritages. So you have turkey and...
Penne. It's a pork shoulder Puerto Ricans make. And...
Oh, that's your lovely wife, Debbie.
My lovely wife, Debbie.
Okay. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Much better than turkey, I got to be honest.
Oh, is that right? And what does it taste like?
It's like pork, bro. It's pork.
Oh, it's pork.
Yeah.
So it's a pork.
You would like it, Jim. You would like it. You have to come over one day. You have to come over one day.
There's many things I like. I like them all.
Any kind of meat, right?
We actually had to, right. We had our turkey, but we did a smaller crowd, so we had turkey breast.
Okay.
And it's not the same as a full turkey. It just tasted very rubbery. And,
yeah, no, I hear you.
You know, the patty made, we also had chicken parmesan, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Can never go wrong with chicken parm.
So I guess life actually changes on Thanksgiving.
You did chicken because of Tommy Cutlets.
Yeah. I'm Jimmy Cutlets over here.
Baker Mayfield with the
Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we'll get into that since we're talking about the Giants.
Well, I don't think, do you think that was an insult or was it, I mean...
You know, they really are typical of the paper, those news media.
Right.
Blowing that up. He got in the end zone. He was just doing a little. It wasn't really that bad.
I mean, he did say at the end he was he's a third-string quarterback. He's kind of, you're not going to make fun of a third-string quarterback. I don't think.
Yeah.
I think it might have been a tribute. I don't know. But
oh, you think it was a tribute? Oh, I don't think that. No,
like saying, hey, this kid's made it. He's a third-string quarterback. Yeah. In the end, I don't know. Maybe he was being a
I think he was busting chops, definitely. He got to the end zone. It was that made it like 20-0 at that point. And he's facing the fans, and he's like this.
Well, I'm mad. I'm not mad.
But... let's just do a quick wrap-up of those Thanksgiving games. Thank you, though. So as the Giant half of this, hope you can talk about your Cowboys. But now I can see why he did go start with Tommy Cutlets last week before he got banged up. Because Drew Locke, oh, my God. Well, he is bad, man.
That's what I said. Well, you know what he is.
Right.
He's a veteran. He's probably a third-string quarterback at this point.
Right.
Maybe a backup. But, I mean, you're not going to start him unless you need him. And you got to see what Tommy Cutlets is probably saying. He's probably only a backup quarterback in the NFL, too.
Right, right.
But why not give him a shot and see what... maybe he could be some, or maybe he's your backup for the future.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, he's a great story. The whole
absolutely.
Cedar Grove, New Jersey.
Don Bosco.
You know, Bosco, right? I mean, all that. So it's a tremendous story. And, hey, nothing wrong with making a career as a backup.
No.
You could make a ton of dough, get your 5-year pension in, you get, you're set for life.
And now what's that company, the commercial, they're always doing for the backup quarterback, and they bring the backup in?
Yeah, oh, that's great, by the way.
Hanging that picture.
The Progressive Insurance?
Yeah, I think it's probably, they are.
And they bring
funny.
In Jacoby, Bassett, or whatever his name is.
Right, and Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, they can't figure out how to do the taxes or something, right?
Hang a picture.
And he says, okay, bring in Jacoby Brissett. He was like a cult.
Right.
And they bring him in. That is the greatest
thing.
That
is great.
That is very funny, actually.
And then when Josh Dobbs, they bring in, and the husband goes, we should have called him earlier.
Yeah, you're right.
We should have brought him in earlier.
But that game was really bad, okay? And the Giants are just so inept right now. Their offense is unbelievably bad.
Right. As a football fan, it wasn't a...
Right.
If you were a Giant or Cowboy fan, you love the game, obviously, but...
Did you really enjoy that? I mean, what did they do?
Well, I always enjoyed being the Giants, but you're right. As far as the team, the game
not
itself...
Not
for
what you expect from the Cowboys.
Well, with Cooper Rush, we have a lot of injuries and inept people running the team. But otherwise, it was kind of a crappy game, and then we got the Lions and every game went the way you want. I mean, that you thought, except that you thought the Lions might have blew out the Bears, but and then the Bears,
that was unbelievable, right? That was we actually, as I kidded about dinner being early, we had dinner earlier, so. The Lions had taken the lead from the Bears at halftime. I was like, oh, this is a blowout.
Right, you think it's over.
Good time to eat, right? And it came back, and the Bears made it a game in the second half, right?
But then
that ending, which cost the Bears, his job, what's his name again?
Matt Eberflus.
Yeah,
Eberflus. He got fired the next day.
Right. But and you, like everybody else that was watching that game, that's a football fan, You're watching, they're moving down the field like, wait, what a great ending we got. The Bears might be able to come in and tie it, I think.
Well, a field goal, right?
Would tie it.
You figure you're going to at least tie it, maybe win, but...
And they get the ball down, and I remember the clock, it was like 32 seconds when he got down there. And they never, you know, and they casually went to the line, and he's calling out all these signals, and the clock...
Everybody
call timeout.
At first, I'm like, I thought they had no timeouts. I'm like, they had no sense of urgency, though. I'm like, why didn't they try to run the ball right quick and get another playoff? And then I'm like, wait a minute, they have a timeout in their back pocket, and they're not using it?
How could you do that?
They let so much time go off the clock. Right. There was no sense of urgency. There was no timeout. There was nothing.
It was incredible.
And then they throw that ball up, and I'm like, wait a minute, there's no time. Is he catches us, and he goes in the end zone. Yeah. The game's over.
Right. But you can't, like you said, you can't keep that time out of your back pocket open for the field goal. You got to stop the clock. You're 32 seconds, so you get it down to 18 or 20, and then throw it into the end zone.
I saw a meme that had no one in the stadium in Detroit. Right. It had Matty Booth's picture, and he said he's still saying they're waiting to call.
Yeah. Oh, man. Unbelievable. But that's, I hate to say it, but that's the Bears. Since 85, with the Bears, they just, they're so inept. I hate when they're on national TV because they always are terrible, you know. I remember Bobby Douglas, Jack, our program director, will know that name. One of the all-time quarterbacks. But that was unbelievable. The night game. The Packers really blew out Miami. No,
it was too cold for Miami.
Right, yeah. It's so true, though, right? They just can't. They can't play in the cold weather.
No.
But you know what kills me with that, right? It's not like all these guys were born and lived in Miami. You know, these guys are from Cleveland and Jersey, and it's not like they can't play in
cold. But now you're... You know, since training camp, you're in Florida, just training. Right. You're getting used to that weather.
I know.
Which is why, people are like, how come a team in Arizona, I think they have a dome, and they're like, but how come Buffalo doesn't? I'm like, because that's an advantage for Buffalo. They love, come up there, and you can't beat them in the snow and the cold weather. They want you to come up there with no roof on there, with all kinds of weather, wind, cold.
Which we're jumping all over the board here, because we'll get to the Buffalo game tonight.
Teams like that. Like I said, the Minnesota Vikings should take their dome off.
Yeah.
Make it cold. It's hard.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to play.
I know what you mean.
It's hard to play in Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Buffalo in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Putting a dome on kind of helps the other team almost.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. It's like Buffalo, they're building the new stadium and they don't have a dome.
Right, well, in the 90s, those four, I don't know if they were the best team in the AFC, but they were better because they always went in a good regular season. You had to go through Buffalo to get to the Super Bowl. And it's hard to win up there when it's that cold in January.
Definitely,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely an advantage.
Yeah, you're used to it, they're not.
And the fans don't really seem to mind, I guess.
The colder, the better. They're crazy up there.
I tell you, back in my time as a Giants season ticket holder, when I was totally into it, and the Giants were good teams then, with Eli Manning and all those guys, whatever. But, I did have season tickets. And I was younger, too.
Right.
So it was no big deal. I loved it, too. I would tailgate. You'd be out there when it's, we had our same crew, half a dozen guys.
Little BlackBerry Brandy.
Apparently you know them pretty good. You got the BlackBerry in the pocket, right?
That's all I heard.
Patty's listening. She'll know this, too. I had the famous Totten Punch.
What was that?
A little secret sauce that nobody knew the ingredients that I made of that.
I got to get that secret.
Yeah, I am telling you. It was great.
I'll let you guys know next week.
But then you had Bloody Marys. You would know those.
Absolutely.
So it is definitely an advantage. But, it's kind of a two-way street on that. But anyway, the Packers won. And, that was... They're looking good.
Yeah.
And again, we're all over the board here. Next Thursday, Lions-Packers.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Wow. Right? That's going to be unbelievable, And before we get to our first commercial break, we're going to jump into college. And the other one was the Black Friday Amazon Prime game.
Yes.
That's the newest edition.
Exactly.
And one last year.
I did like that. They do that on Friday.
Yeah, 3-4 o'clock start.
Not a fan of the Amazon, but I'm happy.
We always say that.
I don't want to beat that dead horse here, but
right.
No, but it was cool having a game on Friday afternoon on a, you know, after Thanksgiving.
Well, and you, like me and everyone else in America, are 70%. We all started getting our Christmas lights out. Whatever point you got to with that. And, but it was nice you pop, and especially it was Chiefs Raiders. You're like, oh, the Raiders stink this year. They were 2-9, I think, at that point. Right.
And,
it was
like, oh, this is,
and they made it a game.
They should have won that game. They screwed up at the end.
They did something at the end, too. Wasn't there a fumble?
There was a controversial fumble. I don't know. I forget the whole thing, but it was, yeah, they had a controversial fumble at the end, and the Raiders played really good.
Yeah, they had a chance to beat the two, or to tie, at least.
The Raiders played the best. You know what? They played like they almost beat the Chiefs, and they were almost right there, but they still got the draft pick, so they're happy they got their first pick.
So they made us enjoy the game.
Giant fans are like, oh, why didn't they were happy that they wanted the Raiders to win, so they get the number one pick.
But I know. I'm glad somebody brought that up. Might have been Aikman or somebody. I forget who talked about that. But you're tanking. You can't. You know, I just don't even think about tanking.
No,
I think these players, you got to play.
Well, the players can't
play to win a game.
The players can't tank because number one, they're playing for a contract next year.
Right. That's what the
unless the owner comes down and says, you guys are going to get paid next year.
Yeah.
They're not going to agree with it. The coach too.
Right. The NFL, you don't have that $600 million contract like in baseball.
Oh, you're right.
I'm just saying, you know, you do play year to year. You could get caught and not make the money.
But if you're the coach, and now if the owner says, I want you to tank, we want that first pick, am I going to be the coach to pick that pick, though?
Right, you're
so
right.
He's going to be like, wait, you're going to fire me.
Right.
Now, the other team's going to know I'm not that good of a coach or whatever.
Right.
So they're all trying anything.
Right.
I believe that the owners want to tank and get that pick or whatever, but I don't think the coaches are definitely not the players. They want a contract next year, too.
I can't see that in your mentality.
No, I don't think that.
And especially in football, right? How can you let up in a game? What do? You step back and let the guy run past you? Like, in other words, let you get hit? You can't take it easy in football.
Me and the Cowboys fan, we won two in a row, and I'd rather that than I don't want to lose. First of all, I don't want to send a president that it's okay to lose.
Yeah.
I'm not telling my players it's okay to never to lose. So I would never want to do that. Like, it even came down to the last game. Win the game. I don't care about the because how many times that player doesn't work out anyway?
Yeah.
So who cares?
Yeah.
Like, no offense to Giant fans.
Right.
They always say, we won the top 5 pick, top 10 pick. And you've had it for the last, 8, 10 years?
Yeah,
and what have you done with them?
Because you still have to make the right pick.
Well, I'm saying, if you get so many top 5 or 10 pick, you shouldn't be there for 10. You should be there for maybe 1, 2 years, and then you should be getting better.
Moving on.
You get better.
Right. You know, but. Okay, so there's our wrap-up with the Thanksgiving part of it, okay?
Right.
Maybe we should get to our commercial break, first one, because then we got a lot of college football we want to talk about.
Crazy games.
So we're going to take our first break, folks, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats to basketballs to football helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's Coffey SportsCollectibles.com.
We've all been here, but one little girl is had enough.
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from growth. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Okay, folks, we are back. You guys are listening to the JT and the BT Express Show, All Things Sports. Live on Fox Sports New Jersey. You're here with Jim Tott and myself and Hugh Coffee of Coffee Sports Collectibles, our wonderful sponsor. Thank you, as always, Hugh, for that. And we'll get into little coffee situation later. But listen, the phone's being down, but your suggestion did work. Oh, Debbie. And we are getting some comments coming across on Facebook,
right?
So many
comments now.
Oh,
man.
My God. Where do we start? Who are we going to start with?
We have Eddie Jacoby. He said, thoughts on drafting Travis Hunter and signing a QB like Jameis Winston and waiting a year after to get a QB for the Giants.
Well, Travis Hunter is the man. My God. What a game. And you will get into
what
yesterday.
What do you do with him? If I'm a team, I think I make him a defensive back. Full-time and part-time receiver. They're not going to let him play both ways all game.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think? I was just going to ask you. What do you think about it? I know. They can't. It's too much.
Now, he might want to just be a full-time receiver because it's more money as a receiver than a defensive back.
Obviously.
And the team's got to realize that, too, that you have a guy who...
What if he's like the nickelback? Then
if he was a corner and had like 10 to 15 plays on offense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like something like that.
So is he really better as a defensive player? You know that better than me, then. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to tell because he's an excellent receiver.
I mean, look at that game yesterday. What do you have, 10 receptions?
That's what I'm saying.
Three touchdowns?
He's
right?
just
a knocked guy. Down two pick, or right. didn't pick two, but knocked down.
Look at his stat. I mean, he's dynamic on both sides of the ball.
Is he a Heisman Trophy?
I would think he has to be, no?
Right. Well, that's an oddity, too. Wouldn't be a quarterback. We haven't had that in years.
Well, it looks like it's going to be him or the running back from Boise State.
Yeah, so Menin, whatever it is.
Anyway.
You guys all know the Boise State guy.
Right, exactly. The guy who turned him like...
the Boise State guy.
Yeah, like
you ever been to Boise, by the way? You ever been to Boise, Idaho?
Never.
I've been. I drove through. We drove through going cross-country one time. Picked up a lot of potatoes.
I wouldn't mind going with the blue field.
The blue field, very cool.
I'll go to a game there.
Very cool. But thank you, Fast Eddie, there for that comment. I don't know.
But to his point also, though.
No, I don't. Jameis Winston, though, is the quarterback. Well, why are we going to trade for him? How are we going to get him?
He's probably a free agent. I mean, he's a backup. He's not going to be starting in Cleveland, probably.
Well, with that stiff.
Well, you never know, right?
Yeah.
But also, I don't know how true this is, but...
They'll give Winston another $100 million.
Supposedly...
the other guy's got $200 million.
Supposedly Trevor Lawrence is available. Would you trade for him?
Really?
Yeah.
You think that?
That's what I'm hearing. I don't know. My source is...
Yeah, what's his name? Who's the NFL guy? Who's the guru?
Adam Schefter.
Yeah, Chef. Chef, yeah. Of course, McAfee Show.
He's always on McAfee Show. You're right.
But according to Chef...
No, I don't know if it was him.
Why don't we have a chef? Jack, are you our chef?
Technically, I'm hearing rumors that he's going to be available. If the Giants traded for him... Wouldn't be a bad idea. Then you picked Travis Hunter or the best available player.
All right, first thing, because we're just throwing this stuff around anyway, but you really think the NFL, that they're going to get rid of Trevor Lawrence? No.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
But he's not.
No,
well,
I know. They're
thought he was going to be, they might want to look for to rebuild and start over.
Yeah, but how many quarterbacks are there? That's the problem. You know, look at the Giants, you know.
Well, if you don't
think any... Tommy Cutler.
If you don't think any of his number one picks are going to be that quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the one guy is the Miami quarterback.
Yeah, Cam Ward you got, or Shador Sanders.
Yeah.
Basically, he's the two main ones. And Ewers from Texas.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. But anyway, that's it. It's a good thought because, I mean, this Lawrence guy is unbelievable. I mean, what's his name? Is unbelievable. You know, Hunter.
No, I don't think there's any way he doesn't win the Heisman, to be honest. How do you not give it to him?
Do you go as number one draft pick with him, though? I don't know.
Well, it depends. Well, it's probably going to be a quarterback anyway, but he'll probably be the first player and that's not a quarterback drafted.
Right, which would be fabulous. That would be great, you know.
And we have Bruce asking about his Steelers. He says the best team in the NFL. I don't know about that. I mean, the Steelers also the Cowboys. I mean, maybe relax with that.
Well, they're playing. They got a big one today with the Bengals, right? Big game. You know, Bengals are down. Who knows with them?
Well, Bengals always start slow, then they come on.
I know. It's
you know, gross. Just because Bruce chimed in, Bengals are going to win by an round.
But, Bruce, thanks for the check-in. Keep them coming, baby. Keep them coming. I love it. What else we got?
A lot of people say the same thing. Travis Hunter is definitely my brother, and Bruce both said there's no way he doesn't win a Heisman, which
right,
I said.
Right.
So I agree with you guys.
Right, and I think more important of who's the number one pick, though, you know, because we're talking Giants.
No, I hear you.
I don't know. I don't know. Do we go with him? We did Neighbors last year. It's not very nice.
Well, but, Neighbors mad. He's mad.
Yeah, he's already wants out.
He's like, he's just losing.
He's like, wait a minute. He goes, so I've had Danny Dimes thrown to me. Okay, I've had Drew Locke thrown to me. And I had Tommy Cutlets. Yeah. This is it.
But after Thanksgiving, he goes, I'm tired of losing. It wasn't the quarterback. Same results without Danny Dimes.
Right, exactly, you know, but okay, speaking of that, thanks, guys. Anybody that wants to jump in, we are now jumping into college football, because the college football playoffs are around the corner, rivalry weekend. What the heck happened this weekend? Oh, my God.
A lot happened, Jim.
Where do we start? We start with the top one, number two seed.
How about Michigan upsetting?
Oh, my God.
Ohio State.
Wow.
Now.
Incredible.
That's the fourth year in a row that Michigan's beat Ohio State.
Right.
So the question is Ryan Day in trouble?
Absolutely. That's your big game. That's your big game.
Right. He beats every college, but he can't beat Michigan. And unless he wins the national championship, he's probably going to get fired.
I know. You have to win those rivalry games.
Especially in Ohio State, Michigan, you know.
The biggest one in the country,
Absolutely. Probably,
really, truthfully, you know. Unbelievable ending, though. I mean, they didn't score a point in the second half, right, Ohio State, did they? They had 10 points at halftime, right?
Right. Yeah. And again, I'm not trying to draw salt in a wound here, but you know who the defense coordinator for Michigan is?
No, I have no idea.
Wink Martindale.
Oh, God. Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, wow. That's wild.
So, so he has him, and he beat, Chip Kelly's the offensive coordinator for Ohio State.
Right.
And he shut him down. But they did miss a couple field goals, Ohio State.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't have came down to that anyway.
Yeah, so they let Michigan go down the field, right? And then they scored, they kicked a field goal to win the game?
Yeah.
Right? I was outside putting Christmas lights up.
No.
I was domesticated. Nothing worker lit up anyway. Fan of the butt.
All the lights are out.
Yeah. And then they're doing Chevy Chase. Okay, ready? Hey, everybody. And then you look across the street, and they did a house next to it. They got 8 million lights lined up perfectly.
Right. You're like, how?
And how? And I can't get this little Santa Claus up.
No, you got to do it professionally now.
That's what people do. You just hire somebody. But anyway, so now that affects right off the bat. That's incredible. So Ohio State, number two seed.
Right. Yeah.
We could just go jump ahead here. Oregon, number one seed.
They won.
So they were okay. Right?
Right.
Number three was Texas.
Right.
Right? They beat Texas A&M.
Yeah, by 10. 77.
Right. Okay. The wildest game was that Friday, right? Georgia over Georgia Tech.
Right. Eight overtimes.
Yeah,
that was insane.
That is unbelievable, you know. And that was the Friday night game, right? And
Tech was up, but it was 17-0.
Yeah.
Right? And then it was 76. I mean,
yeah,
they
Georgia
were,
had a scramble
they
back.
They came back.
Yeah, they had a scramble back, you
but,
know.
Yeah, no, it was, that was some crazy game, too.
So, you know, and again, so where do they fit in, which we'll get into in a minute. But what were the other upsets yesterday? Oh, Miami, Florida.
Miami losing to
Syracuse.
In the dome.
And Syracuse, not this year. I mean, they've had good teams, obviously. But Miami, I don't know what's the story with them all year. They've always been right. They've moved up in the rankings.
Right.
But you never really knew what they're about, right?
Right. No, I never was really confident they were, how are they doing? I mean, Cam Ward's great quarterback, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But
they're ACC guys, right?
Yeah.
They're ACC.
And that's what the...
I know.
Now, we can finish up there. Then we got the all the conference championships next week.
What other game? There was another upset, though, wasn't it? Was that one, the Georgia game, Ohio State? How about Indiana, a nice little game, huh?
Oh, they were
Indiana boy. 66-0 over Purdue, right?
Colorado 52-0 over Oklahoma State.
Right. You're Irish.
We won big.
Beat
49-35. USC.
Right.
With a big pick six.
Right. And Arizona. And that was another thing. Our Rutgers team right here on Fox Sports Radio, New Jersey, the home of Rutgers Athletics.
They ran the ball. They ran it down their throats.
And they went to Michigan State and kicked butt, right?
41-14. They just ran. They got over 20-yard rushing.
Yeah, that's right.
They ran down their throat.
The one running back had like 129 yards, and then the other guy had two touchdowns.
Yep.
Fantastic game. So maybe they won't have to play running back. Had like 129 yards, and then the other guy had two touchdowns.
Yep.
Fantastic game. So maybe they won't have to play in the pinstripe ball.
Right. They may upgrade.
Right.
But yeah, South Carolina beat Clemson 17-14.
Right.
But because Syracuse beat Miami, Clemson still goes to the ACC championship.
Right. So it's so crazy. Oh, but also before we get to the possible teams. And then what about this? And it happened in three games about stepping on the other team's...
Oh, the other, the winning team tried to put their flag on the middle of the field logo of the home team that they beat. And there was a lot...
How many games? Which games did that happen?
Well, we'll get to the last one last. Yeah. We'll do Arizona versus Arizona State.
Oh, big rivalry. I was there once for it.
And North Carolina State, I think, right? Against North Carolina? They did it.
Oh, okay.
And then the big one, which got... pepper sprayed.
Yeah.
Was Michigan and Ohio State.
Unbelievable.
Michigan went to put the flag in the middle of the field, and Ohio State didn't like that, and then it was a big riot, and police had to pepper spray some people, and it was wild.
Yeah, crazy college kids.
Those damn kids.
Crazy kids. Unfortunately, though, in the modern times, it gets uglier and uglier, though. That's the problem. Where it used to be they rushed the field, and it was kind of like, whoa.
Right.
But now...
They take the goalposts down and
now it's pepper spray and state police.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God. But, I mean, I love rivalry weekend.
It's
those games, because they're so insane, right?
You know? There's always a couple upsets, you know?
Right. Like, I was even watching your boy McAfee there and a college game day, which I don't really see all the time. And they were at the College Station for the Texas A&M game. And all those fans are there at 8 o'clock in the morning, their time.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Right, they're there before that, right?
Right.
And they start singing the fight song. Texas A&M has this fight song.
Yeah.
It's like 3 minutes long.
Oh, I know.
Even McAfee was like, okay, we got to stop.
Right, we got to shorten it.
And that network time is like, that's enough. These guys get crazy.
Oh, yeah. They are so into it.
Right?
So into it.
You know. But that's rivalry weekend, which is fantastic, because now that's just a segue to the championship weekend coming up. We'll talk, which is then going to lead to the playoffs. So, what's the big games this weekend coming up, you?
Oh, we got weekend. Championship weekend is Oregon. The big one is Oregon versus Penn State.
That's for the Big Ten title.
Yes.
Right. It just makes me laugh. I think Oregon. I'm like. The Big Ten.
Right. Okay. This is their first year or second year in the Big Ten?
Might be second year.
Right, because they were in the Pac-10. First year.
Finish? It is first year. Right.
They used to be in the Pac-10.
The Pac-12.
Right, well, Pac-12, yeah.
Folded after last year. That's right.
So it's a 1-4.
Oregon, Penn State, you said.
Yeah, next.
What a great game.
I
love that game.
Well, you also got Georgia versus Texas for the SEC championship.
Right. So Georgia, Texas, and that they already played. And Georgia beat Texas earlier in the year, right?
I believe so, right?
Right? Georgia beat Texas? I think so, right? But anyway, that's going to be...
Let's go with it.
That's going to be another fantastic game, right? I love
it. SMU versus Clemson for the ACC? I know, but... Well, it's 12 versus 9. I mean, for the playoffs.
No, I know. It's just that's not the game to keep me home. I mean, are these all still the Dr. Pepper games?
I know.
I remember that always used to be the sponsor of all these games.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Pepper does this. Dr. Pepper does that, you know. But those are great games. So we've got, championship weekend. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it should be a good weekend for college football.
Now, that's leading up to what's going to happen starting in 2 weeks after that, right, in the conference playoffs, right? And you was pulling that up as we speak. Right?
Yeah, not the conference playoffs, the actual playoffs.
Well, college football playoffs, right. And I'm looking at the schedule. I didn't really know the dates now. I got it pulled up here. It actually starts on Friday, December 20th. There's one night game, right?
Right.
And then Saturday, noon, 4 and 8. So that's the first round on December 20th and 21st, right? And then, then it goes into the quarterfinals, and that goes into the New Year's Day Bowl, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day Bowls are those games. They involve the Fiesta Bowl, the Peach Bowl, the Rose Bowl, and the Sugar Bowl are the games for those teams. So that's fantastic. That's on December 31st and January 1st. Oh, this is wild. I'm loving this. Sorry, folks, I'm reading this. And then the semis are January 9th and 10th, and that's the Orange Bowl and the Cotton Bowl, right? And this year the championship game is going to be, it'll be January 20th, you.
Yeah, well.
It goes that long.
All these games, is you have to.
And that'll be in the Hotlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Bowl Stadium. Wow. So this thing's going to, this is actually going to be a month, right?
Yeah,
it starts December 20th. And the championship game is January 20th. I did not realize it was that long.
Now, before yesterday...
Yeah, you have, the, game, you have the teams up? Yeah.
Well, how the...
what the potential
predicted,
was.
Yeah, yes. It was Oregon on one. They'll still be number one seed. Texas number two. They'll probably stay there. They have Miami three. Obviously, they won't be the third seed no more.
No more.
Boise, they have fourth.
Really?
Yeah. Who's five? Five was Ohio State.
Okay, so they're gone, too. This is totally changing.
Right. Notre Dame was seven. They'll move up. Penn State six now, whatever, but they're going to, that one Oregon or Penn State, one of them's going to lose.
Right.
But the only Notre Dame, the best Notre Dame could be is the fifth seed for the playoff, which is the home game, which is fine. But because not in the conference, they can't, even if they're the number one seed in the country, they can't get... top four seed.
All right. I'm just pulling it up, too. I'm just seeing which teams. Oh, okay.
Like Georgia, Tennessee, that's probably not going to happen now. With now Georgia's in the conference. They have to win there. It's always going to decide on the conference championships, though. Like who's going to be the where the seedings and stuff.
So, I'm sorry. So like you said, it's Oregon, it's Texas, Penn State 3, Notre Dame is up to 4. Am I looking at the same thing as you?
Yeah, well.
Georgia 5, Tennessee. Now, they're sneaking in at 6. This says these are up to date as of today, December 1st.
Okay.
What I'm looking at. Okay.
Yeah, so. I didn't see the new rankings come out, but.
I think they actually do this afternoon, technically.
Yeah, I think,
but
yeah.
This cheat sheet has got it in front of us here. Tuesday? Okay, thanks, Jack. It's Tuesday. Okay. Yeah, because they've got Ohio State down to 7. I guess they're in still, though, right?
Oh, I think they'll still, make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But.
What do you think? You know college better than me. What do you think of with that SMU? I don't know much about them. They're like 8th seed.
Yeah, they have to win this the conference this weekend to make it.
And against who?
Because I think they lose. They're not going to. I don't think they'll give it to them if they lose this their conference championship.
Oh, they're playing the ACC championship.
Versus Clemson, yeah.
Oh, that's the Clemson one. Okay.
Right, they got to be Clemson. I think to win the ACC, they'll be in the playoffs.
Indiana, their shoes now at 9, but I still love the Indiana story.
I do, too.
Great story.
I hope they make the playoffs.
I know. And Boise State is 10. Now, they've got South Carolina at 11 here.
Oh, from winning yesterday.
Yeah. Interesting. These are really... And Alabama at 12. What do you do with the Crimson Tide?
They're out.
Because everybody still loves it. You talk about your Cowboys and ratings. Alabama still draws them.
Well, like the Cowboys, you love them or you hate them. And I'm on I'm on the opposite side this time where I hate them. And
Ole Miss, 13. And then they have Miami now at 14. Right?
Yeah.
I know. So those guys are right. Oh, they're on the bubble, as we say in college basketball.
Yeah,
they're on the bubble.
I would think they need a couple upsets, maybe, but I don't know. I don't think they're going
to
make it.
No, to lose to Syracuse yesterday was unforgivable.
Right, that's a terrible loss.
Unforgivable. You can't do that.
Terrible loss.
Right. Then Arizona State, they've got in there as a long shot, right? At number 15.
Yeah.
Iowa State and BYU and Clemson. Okay. Missouri and UNLV, sorry. So, again, it's going to be, I can't wait for Tuesday. So what do you think of this new thing with the 12 now? It's already really exciting. Right.
Oh, I think it makes much better.
Right.
You're always going to have that who didn't make it, you know, no matter how many teams you pick. You know, you're always going to have that team that's going to be mad that they didn't make it. But I do like it. Now you have more playoffs. And then, I mean, I would say even expand it more, but that's another talk for another day.
Well,
but,
they'll look at it, see how this works out this year. You know?
Right. No, but I think, I love that playoff format like that. You get home games now, too, and then move on to the bigger bowls, like the Rose Bowl and stuff like that for bigger playoff games.
I love it. Okay, college. There's your update on college, folks, on Sunday morning. Okay,
let's go Irish.
We're gonna take our break. We're gonna take a break now, and then we'll come right back and go to the NFL. And I'm ready for some coffee, man. Oh,
yeah.
Something. Okay, we'll be right back.
We've all been here, but one little girl is that enough?
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gruff. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. No, 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 no. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats, to basketballs, to football helmets, to Funkos, to iconic photos, and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's Coffey SportsCollectibles.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Oh, man, you know, really, that time of the morning, it's been a long weekend, right? I'm ready for some coffee just to wake up. Oh, it's time for Coffee's Corner. Mr. U Coffee and his little moment to express just what's going on inside that head of his. A lot going on there.
There's a thought.
But anyway, Coffee's Corner.
Thank you, Jim. I'm over here now.
Okay, there you go.
This week's Coffee's Corner is sponsored by a new sponsor, Forked River German Butcher Shop.
Oh.
Jim, I know you know this place very well.
Oh, love it. Love it.
They are a full-service butcher and deli. They produce their own lunch meat, sausages, and smoked meats. They also make a wide variety of freshly prepared meals and offer catering, imported goods, fresh bread. Bread is so good.
Oh,
prepared meals like chicken pot pie, mac and cheese, and much more. They make salads, sandwiches, and more. The German Butcher is located at 109 Lacey Road in Forked River, New Jersey. And their website is germanbutcher.com. You got to read their story on their website. It's very interesting. It's a third generation, or well, maybe more, but
third generation
since Germany
came over from Germany
in 1969. They came over to Forked River,
right?
And
We got to know Andrew, the owner.
The owner, yes.
And trying to do some business with them, which is tremendous. But as the butcher shop was incredible, my family lived there for 40 years. Hi, Mima. And anyway, she was down there. And the German butcher, the food is absolutely the best butcher shop you could ever go to.
Yeah, it's a great place. Check them out.
Highly recommended for anybody in the area. They do deliver and they'll accept special orders. That's fantastic. Great job, Mr. Coffee.
Yes. All right. Now, over here at Coffee Sports Collectibles, we're extending our 20% off sale until the end of the year.
Oh, good.
So for Christmas,
good.
Get your shopping in. 20% off our entire site with promo code EXPRESS.
Okay.
EXPRESS. So get your Christmas presents at 20% discount. And we also have our daily auctions going Monday through Friday. at 12 o'clock on Facebook at Coffee Sports Collectibles. Follow us on there for all our updates. And our signing is 1 week from today.
Oh, big signing. That's right.
Mr. Ben Rice of the New York Yankees.
Awesome. Nice. Ben Rice.
Again, Ben Rice.
Potential starting first baseman for the Yankees.
Exactly. Next superstar for the New York Yankees.
Right.
He'll be at the Ocean County Mall next Sunday, December 8th, from 1 to 3 at Santos Sports.
Oh, great.
At the Ocean County Mall in Toms River, New Jersey.
Beautiful.
For tickets, go to santosportsnewjersey.com. You could also buy tickets at the door. And we also have, we'll have products there for you to buy, items to buy.
Okay.
Or you can bring your own item for him to sign.
Okay.
But that's next Sunday, a week from today, 1 to 3 at Santos Sports store in Ocean County, New Jersey. Ocean County Mall in Toms River, New Jersey.
We got a whole Southern Jersey feel to this show, your Coffee's Corner today. We've got the German Butcher Shop in Forked River, the Ocean County Mall. All right.
Good old Ocean County, baby. Let's go.
Southern Jersey, baby. That's great.
All right. So now what grinds my gears.
There you go. What's going on in that head, Mr. Coffee?
It's more about I want to call my team out, and they need to wake up. It's the New York Rangers.
Oh, we're getting it's cold out now.
Yeah, it's getting cold. See, it's very cold today,
right.
So you think of hockey.
Right.
This team was basically the same team as last year. That went to the Eastern Conference Finals, won the President's Trophy with most points in the season, and all of a sudden they forgot how to play hockey.
Great run they had.
Right.
Great run.
I mean, we won yesterday, but lost five previous games, and there's all kinds of trade talk.
And I know. What is going on? I'm just starting to catch up.
Chris Drury, don't trade Kreider. I just bought his jersey. And
I know.
I want to wear it a few more times.
Got him on the block.
They got it. Well, yeah, Truba, too. I don't mind Truba going, but I don't want Kreider to go.
Oh, you don't like Truba.
He's worn out his welcome here in New York.
Wow. You're tough.
There's a lot of guys that, you know, they need some sort of shake-up or something. He's got to start playing better. And why not start tomorrow night against those New Jersey Devils?
Oh,
let's beat them Devils.
Oh, boy.
And let's beat them and then keep rolling. But they got to wake up. They have to wake up. I know it's early and it's, you know, but they got to wake up.
Well, you know, I'm jumping into it. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, what the papers are ripping them. Their record isn't that bad, though, right? Aren't they like 500?
It's not that bad.
That.
They're fourth place in the division, but they're not. They're playing, yeah. They're not playing the way they know how to play and that they can play yet. They're not playing to their potential right now.
Right.
And that's a problem.
Is part of it also the guys like Kreider and Truba and
Zibanejad?
Yes, Zibanejad. They've been together a long time now, and they haven't produced. It's kind of like the Yankees, guys.
Right? So
goodbye,
now you
goodbye Rizzo.
So now
like
maybe you break it up a little bit. They might have to just do something.
Do you agree with Rizzo? Goodbye. You know, you kind of have to break up that old gang of mine, as that song goes.
Yeah, sometimes you have to get rid of some of these guys.
Right.
And then, like the Yankees, maybe you bring in some younger guys,
like
Ben Rice and
because all
and
of a sudden that Ranger chant of, you know, remember it was 94 when they won. But all the other teams were mocking them, and it was 1940.
That's not. We don't like to bring that. We don't like to bring that up, Jim. But yes.
But we were all there. I was there for the 94 in Saturday.
Yeah.
But now, and my friend, that's now
30 years.
So, you know.
Well, I got them and I got my Cowboys. Both of them come from 30 years.
Oh man, you know. So that's a good one, though.
Right. I just want, don't go 24 years and then you're 54 years again. Jesus.
That's great, though. So fantastic. So you've got the signing coming up next Sunday. You're going to have to really scramble over there. We got a show to do next Sunday, pal.
I'm bolting as soon as it's over.
Uber. Hey, you drive like in your Steve McQueen car, anyway. But that's great, though. So at Coffee Sports Collectibles, again, so we've got an opportunity to get some good things at a 20% discount, right?
100% with the promo code EXPRESS.
EXPRESS. Okay, fantastic. And what are some of the ones you have up online right now, did you say? You know what you're going to be putting up? Or
what, for
offers? Available? Yeah, for what's some of the highlights you have right now? Football players, LT, you would do LT thing?
Well, we do LT every Friday.
Every Friday we do LT.
Some Giant players, Jets, Rangers.
Yeah.
You know, I put up Rangers last week.
Do you have any Danny Dimes
You know what?
Gone.
Yes. I have full-size hamburgers that I'm going to be stuck with.
They get a discount on those?
You can get a lot of discounts. Just inbox me. I may have to take the name off and have someone else sign it.
Or make it purple.
Yeah, put the Viking helmet thing on there.
Sticking right up. That's great, though, you. So good. Great company, guys. So anyone that's into this stuff, he's got an incredible inventory. I've seen it at his house. Oh, my gosh. It's everywhere. The office, the garage. It's in the empty pool right now. It's in everywhere.
Please buy some. I need some in my house.
Debbie's like, please get this stuff. Sell. But that's great, though. Coffee Sports Collectibles. Thank you, you coffee. All right.
Thank you.
Good job, man. Coffee's Corner. They're really kicking up, baby.
Yeah, buddy.
French vanilla on a cold day, baby. That's
exactly.
All right.
Put a shot of Black Ray Brandy.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. That's great. Okay. All right. Now, we always are pièce de résistance. NFL schedule. We've got to go through the games. We got a few minutes to go here, right? And where do we start today?
It was a big game.
Well, the 1 o'clock game is the aforementioned Steelers-Bengals.
Yes.
That's a 1 o'clock game, and that's in Cincinnati. You know, obviously Pittsburgh, whatever you think of them, they're still winning.
They
are. Are they 9-2, aren't they? I think they're
8-3 they are.
8-3,
right now.
Okay.
They always find a win and win. When they shouldn't.
I know. You have to give, what's his name, credit.
Mike Tomlin.
Right? I mean, Tomlin's an unbelievable coach. You know, we have, you know, you got McCarthy in Dallas. We already, Dabo with the Giants, we're a little sick of already, you know. I mean, but this Tomlin just keeps winning and winning. Now, they haven't won a Super Bowl in a while, but...
No, but look at his team, though. He has a lot of talent.
I know.
He still wins. He just wins.
I mean, and that's what you want. Of course you want to get the Super Bowl.
But at least
every year, you're watching your team, and they're good.
Right.
You know? So that's fantastic. But that's the good game. Obviously, here in the New York area, well, we already got done with the Giants on Thursday. So now let's get to the other half, gangrene.
Yeah.
And they're playing green today. Aren't they playing the Seahawks?
Yep.
So we got a lot of green going on. So Seahawks at MetLife and the New York Jets. What do you think about the Jets now? What do they do? What do you do with Roger? It's a debacle.
I know. For some stupid reason, I took the Jets, but I don't know. They're just I thought they'd be a lot better this year, to be honest with you.
Seattle's not a bad team.
No, and Geno Smith's doing really good this year.
Yeah, the ex-Jet quarterback.
69% passer rating.
Well, the Jets actually drafted him.
Yeah.
Well, he's turned out to do...
They did ask him, they're like, you know, is it a revenge? He goes, you know what, they drafted me, they took a chance on me, I'm not going to... It's not about revenge for me. And a lot of guys that he said that not would draft him, they're not there now, so...
Right. No, yeah, totally. That's a long time ago.
Right, so I think he's just worried about getting a win for the Seahawks, because they're in the playoffs, spot.
But, you know, everyone's going through because the Giants had even a worse week than the Jets, amazingly, right?
Right, yeah.
But I don't know. What are your thoughts? What do you do with Rodgers now for next year? I mean, I don't know. They have so many decisions to make. Because I think I read somewhere, maybe you tell me, that something about if he doesn't play or they released him or something, he's got like $49 million owed to him. You know, you talk about Danny Dimes over there, but Rodgers has got an incredible nut.
Yeah.
You know, but are you going to waste another year by playing a then almost 42-year-old quarterback? I don't know. But they would have to draft. They don't have anybody.
No, you have to draft your next.
Yeah,
hopefully.
So they're like the Giants. They're in the same damn boat.
I mean, if they just got if they got a top pick, I would draft the quarterback and let Rodgers play one more year. But
yeah.
I mean, who knows if he wants to come back to New York? If they want him back, it's going to be its whole.
I know. Well, he's over there with your buddy McAfee all the time, so we should just ask McAfee.
Well, he was on it Tuesday. He said, you know what? Rodgers said they say a lot of bad press about him. They always, you know, he's like, I have no bad blood for the Jets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're saying he's more friends with Chris Johnson than Woody Johnson. Woody probably wants him gone.
Okay.
So it's a lot
That's
unfold,
what I'm wondering,
you know?
That he probably knows in his head this is probably going to be his last season no matter what next year. So does he really want to be with the Jets? I don't know. I mean, they thought they had the talent.
They did. I mean, look at that offense. If you look at the players, maybe it's the line.
Yeah.
But go to coaching. Maybe it's coaching.
Yeah.
Too. So, you know, I mean, if I'm a Jets, the first thing I do is get a...
Did you like Saylor? I don't know. I Saleh? I thought he was on back.
You know, they only have one win since he's gone, and then Green Bay's 4-1 when he's a consultant.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much that even plays. No, but, I know. But it's just funny to see that.
I know.
Like, how much did he really help them win? But he went there, they're 4-1. He led the Jets, you know, they only had one win, whatever. But, they need the whole general manager, head coach, they got to figure out.
It's unbelievable.
And then we got the Ravens-Eagles going to be a good game.
Well, that's the big game at 4 o'clock, 4:25. Right, and that's where at Philadelphia, I think, right?
No, it's in Baltimore.
Oh, it's in Baltimore. Because their very cities are really close to each other, too.
Yeah, but not that far.
Yeah, that's it. They're probably an hour apart. I've done that drive many times. I love that game.
That should be a great game, actually. Right? Yeah.
What are your thoughts on it? I don't know.
I mean, I'm going with, just because they're home. I'm going with the Ravens. Ravens obviously need it to keep pace with the Steelers and stuff. But I got the Ravens, but I can see the Eagles winning that game. But
Eagles have won 7 in a row. I think is it 7 in a row.
Yeah, I believe so.
Right. So they're playing fantastic, you know. One of the other crazy ones is tonight's game up in Buffalo. It's so nice that the networks pick out, you know, Buffalo to be a Sunday night game. So it's going to be 10 below. But they have how much snow up there already?
Well, they already got how many feet?
Is it
20
is it,
feet or something like that? I got something crazy.
Oh, I didn't know it was that bad.
And now they're saying it might get another foot today.
Oh, man.
I hope it's a blizzard game.
Yeah, we all love that, of
But
course.
They're saying not a lot of wind, though, so the offense should be able to still throw it. No, look at the Cleveland-Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, that Cleveland-Pittsburgh game, right.
That was so slow, but he still scored, 35-28 or whatever it was.
Right, you know. Oh, that's good. Now, the problem is the Niners. Is Purdy playing?
No, Purdy's out.
Oh, he's still out.
Okay.
He's still out, and McCaffrey.
I hate to say to my son Tyler, but it looks like the Bills should probably steamroll him tonight. Yeah.
I think the 49ers might be falling right out of contention.
Exactly.
Which is totally shocking. And who would have thought that Brock Purdy would be that much of a difference? But he is, right?
Everyone kind of Mr. Irrelevant,
right? Yeah.
But the kid's good. He's the real deal.
I guess they've had a lot of injuries too. Well, besides him. But, the 49ers are falling apart. It's crazy.
That's very surprising.
This one other game I thought that looked kind of interesting is actually two of them, but Cardinals at Vikings. Not a bad game, right? I mean, Vikings, they continue to win. They're 9-2.
Right, another team that you wouldn't think they would be 9-2 at this moment, but...
I really like that coach, that young guy. I really like him, and he's got a great personality.
He does, right?
He's like...
He's always on McAfee, too.
Yeah. He's always been... When he's interviewed, even at those little halftime things. But he's always got the smile, and he's just like, we'll just make the adjustment. We're good, you know?
I like that about the coach.
I know. He's made me like the Vikings even more, you know? So they're pretty... And Arizona's kind of hanging in there, too, you know?
Another team that's a little surprising, whatever.
Right.
What if Darnold gets hurt today and Danny Jones comes in and wins the game?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Oh, that would be crazy, right? That's a good one. I don't know. Anything else really stand out? Chargers, Falcons. Right? Titans, Commanders. The Commanders now, by losing that game last week. You know, they've blown a couple of games.
To who, Jim?
I know. Washington.
Another team. Well, you hear they're talking about bringing back, you know what name? We can't say the name.
Did they say that?
There's a lot of talk about it.
Oh, the Commanders was the worst choice they could have
made. Well, Washington football team was the worst. But
Right.
Commanders is the second worst.
Washington football club, I think they called
it. So, Commanders is the second worst.
Well, and the other third worst or first worst is the Cleveland Guardians.
Right.
It's like, I don't know. That's it. But, okay, so there's, and there's not as many games today because of the Thanksgiving Day game.
Right.
But there's a couple of good ones, so that's great. And see what happens with the Jets, right?
We didn't get to talk about war games, but maybe next time.
We wanted to jump in, but we only got a minute. So the WWE, we want to talk about that, though, because where do they play a role in sports? It's interesting. We all know it's set up or whatever they call it. Entertainment.
Not the F word.
Right. But it's still, we all, sports fans, we still all know it.
Sports entertainment.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to, so it's out there. But so we want to set a segment aside one day, and we'll do that when we have more time. But Anyway, we are out of time, folks. Mr. Coffey, great job, sir. Good
great
week.
Great show, man.
We're all through Thanksgiving. Now we got the college playoffs. It's really happening. So thank you, sir. Coffey Sports Collectibles, right? You got a big card signing next
week.
Ben
Rice.
Right.
Ben Rice.
Right.
Sunday.
So we've got a lot going on. All right, guys. Everyone, thank you very much and have a good week.